Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at science, health, and technology. I'm Rebecca Wolfson. Bears have made a comeback in Missouri, and today we'll hear the first part of a Call of the Wild bear series. We'll learn about a new study of the state's bear population and the controversy surrounding bear hunting. But first, NU researchers released a study on Monday that offers new evidence about the detrimental health effects of bisphenol A, a chemical found in plastics like baby bottles, food containers, and even register receipts. MU professor of biology Julia Taylor is the lead author of the study, which finds there are major similarities in the way BPA is metabolized in humans, monkeys, and mice.
It's important because if humans metabolize in the same way as, for example, mice, then this really opens up the avenue to saying that our mouse studies are really relevant for examining health effects in humans.
Mice studies have shown that BPA may cause reproductive tract abnormalities, cancer, and symptoms associated with obesity and diabetes. Taylor says the plastic industry should start developing alternatives to BPA.
We know, for example, in the cash register receipts that are made from thermal paper, only about 40% of those contain BPA. And if only 40% contain BPA, that means there's other formulations that really could be used and are being used. So why don't we make that switch?
Taylor says people are regularly exposed to about 100 times the amount of BPA that is deemed safe by the Environmental Protection Agency. And now, Call of the Wild, Under the Microscope's weekly segment on Missouri's animals.
All right.
When European settlers first arrived in Missouri, black bears were the second most hunted animals in the state, behind white-tailed deer. Because of overhunting and habitat loss, nearly all of Missouri's bears vanished by 1900. But now bears are back, and Missouri Department of Conservation, with a push from hunting advocacy groups, has begun a four-year, $300,000 study to track the animals. Today we'll hear the first part of a Call of the Wild series on Missouri's bears from KBIA's Margaret Berglund.
I have another bear up there. That's a smaller one.
The bookshelves in Jeff Berenger's office are lined with skulls of varying shapes and sizes. He pulls one off the highest shelf.
Fortunately, but you could see how old he was. Just
Berenger manages bears for Missouri's Department of Conservation and says many people don't realize how athletic and intelligent the animals are.
Their intelligence is on par with a primate. So what that means is they can figure stuff out.
Maybe the combination of a bear's size, athleticism, and intelligence is what makes them alluring to Missouri's hunters who've been asking for a hunting season.
And the other one is going to have to be the barrel trap, I guess, on this other one.
Okay.
Because there's no bait.
Jeff Ford is one of those hunters. He and his family live on a hilly ranch southwest of Springfield. Ford has been using motion-activated cameras to track the presence of bears on his ranch since 2005. He says he looks forward to the day that he may be able to hunt bears in Missouri.
I've always wanted to bear hunt. In fact, I canceled a bear hunt when I heard caught wind that we might, you know, have one here in Missouri. And so that'd be kind of a dream hunt, especially, you know, if I could take one off my own property. That would be neat.
But that desire to hunt is part of what prompted the Conservation Department to embark on a four-year study of the animals. Berenger says before a hunt can be responsibly implemented, they need to know more about the state's bears. If the study determines that there are 500 or more bears in the state, the department will begin talking about having a bear hunting season. But when it comes to the finer points of management, like setting quotas and dates for the hunt, the department needs to know more than just one number.
Part of managing a bear population is knowing not only the population, how many they started out with, but how many are males, how many are females, how many cubs are the females producing? Are those cubs living to 3 years old so that they can reproduce? And these are all unknowns right now in our state.
The challenge facing conservation scientists is acquiring all this information about a secretive, intelligent, and scattered population. So scientists are using a variety of techniques, some old and some new, For a few weeks this fall, the department is trapping live bears, putting a tracking device on them, and then releasing them. This is a well-tested method to study wild populations. But live trapping is expensive, time-consuming, and hard on the animals. Jeff Barringer says the department plans to limit trapping and instead use a newer technology.
It involves putting something good that a bear wants to eat or smell out in the woods, and then we put a strand of barbed wire around that the bear wants to smell. The bear comes up to smell it, and he or she leaves some hair on that barbed wire.
Conservation workers and MU interns will collect the hair on a regular basis and take it back to an MU lab where scientists will analyze DNA extracted from hair follicles in the samples. Once the researchers are able to analyze the samples and put together a population model, the Department of Conservation will have a better idea of whether Missouri could sustain a hunt. But groups like the Humane Society of the United States say they'll oppose such a hunt. Emily Sewell works on wildlife issues for the Humane Society.
The Humane Society of the United States opposes the trophy hunting of bears, and that's what we feel. If a hunt were initiated in Missouri, we feel that it would strictly be a trophy hunt. It would not reduce conflicts with bears. It would not help to stabilize the population. It would simply provide heads and hides for trophy hunters.
After the study, when the population model is complete, it will be time for the department staff to facilitate and inform a discussion on hunting bears in Missouri. But for now, Jeff Barringer and his co-workers are focused on the study and hope to trap 13 bears this fall. Margaret Berglund, KBIA News. God, that moon is bright. In the coming weeks, we'll hear the rest of Call of the Wild's Bear series. We'll learn about the science behind MDC's new study and the controversy surrounding bear hunting. Thanks for listening to Under the Microscope. I'm Rebecca Wolfson. Remember, podcasts of this show and all our shows are available at kbia.org. The moon. God, the summer is high. Happy equinox.